This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Off day yesterday for the Tigers. They're in the Rockies playing Colorado the next few days here. 8 o'clock tonight. Worst team in baseball. Chance to keep piling on some wins. Tigers playing great ball right now. And John, it's a question about credit. Mm-hmm. There's plenty to go around, but on the heels of yesterday's show where multiple ticket texters berated me, will you apologize to Scott Harris? Say it. Say you're sorry. Mm-hmm. He obviously deserves credit, like AJ and some of these select players. I think Scott Harris is a tough guy to figure out, though. Because, yes, their farm system is much better, and yes, player development is thriving in a way it never did with Avila or even Dombrowski, right? But who are the Harris guys? Like, who are the notable signings, trades, draft picks?
Well,
how much do we give Scott Harris credit? He's clearly rehabbed his image in a big way with the way that this team has turned things around in the last year.
Some of it has to go with a philosophy. The philosophy that he laid down, I think it was his initial press conference, and that is valuing the strike zone as a pitcher, as also as hitters. And I think we see it more from the hitting perspective of a lot of those guys that were underperforming in the first couple of years, Javi Baez, Spencer Torkelson. I mean, the list goes on and on. It was basically their entire lineup other than Riley Green.
Sure.
And so it.
But how much of that is AJ on a day to day granular like adjustments?
Well, leadership and philosophy has to start top down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about this is baseball people. I'm not talking about ownership. They're the ones obviously that hired Scott Harris. But Scott Harris came in and said, these are the guys that we're going to value. These are the characteristics and traits that we're going to value, and it is up to AJ and staff to instill those values. So the philosophy came from Scott Harris, and not that AJ didn't value the strike zone before.
Yeah, it's just so tough. Like again, I'm not trying to take anything away from Harris. Torque is not a Harris guy. Green is not a Harris guy. Scooble's not a Harris guy.
Whose guys are those?
But I don't want to give Al credit.
What'd you say his full name?
Avila.
So, when we look at giving credit...
So, to me, the answer is AJ, because he bridges the gap here. He's gotten the talent. He's unlocked the talent from players, and he has... I give him the most credit. That's not to take anything away from any of the individuals other than AJ. He's just the guy I give the largest slice of pie to with the Thanksgiving celebration.
Yeah, the pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
You're giving him the biggest...
With whipped cream on top.
Yeah, and so...
Scoop ice cream if you'd like.
AJ got here in 21. Scott Harris got here, what, 23? That was his first full season?
Yeah.
So if we're going to give AJ the biggest slice of the pie, where was it in 21 and 22? Was he just simply held back by Al Avila and the roster Because we talk about the philosophy of
or how much of this
valuing
is
the strike zone.
Guys got to get, I mean, Riley Green had to get healthy, right? How much of this is these guys had to get 500 or more ABs under their belt? Guys like Kerry Carpenter needed to get their feet under them. Those first couple seasons, you see a flash, but it took a couple years before, hey, AJ's effect really sets in.
But then it goes to, why are those players there?
Al Avila. I mean, are you trying to give him credit here? No, is that what you're trying to do?
I'm saying there's a slice of this to go to everyone.
Okay.
And his is a very small slice. Because, yes, I don't think it's rocket science to draft 1-1 in whether it's Casey Mize. And you could talk about his injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about his development. Because it does take time at the major league level. And then it's... And maybe as a pitcher, you just have to have that arm event before you actually become good. It kind of seems like the path that almost all of the star pitchers have taken. And then it's Spencer Torkelson, drafted 1-1, and it has taken him some time. But he is here because somebody made that decision to
yeah.
But I'm not going to give Al all the credit in the world because I think almost every team would, if they had the number one pick, would have taken Spencer Torkelson.
Who gets the most credit for Torkelson? The answer is Torkelson. Right? I mean, he had to pick himself up and resuscitate his career. Yeah, I'm not giving Scott Harris credit for Torkelson. I'll give him credit for a bunch of things. I'm not going to give him credit for Torkelson. I think he was right to plan
on not having
Torkelson. Again, this is not a critique, but I'm not giving you credit when you were moving guys to first base because you thought Tork was left for dead. Tork gets the credit for bouncing back.
Mm-hmm.
I give Al zero credit for Tork. Zero. It was an obvious number one pick. And he ruined him almost by bringing him up early. Nobody ever wants to talk about that. Remember, they brought him up pretty quick, didn't have a lot of minor league at-bats, lower than normal.
Almost
why?
It seemed like a save my job type of bring
bingo.
Up.
Bingo.
Yep.
Maybe he's the reason why his Tork still who he is to a degree where, you know, at least he's found his 2023 rhythm again, it seems like, early in this year. But,
or
you know,
better.
You can make the case that Tork's career has been partially scarred by Al Avila because he wanted to save his job.
Yeah, it's like that rookie quarterback that goes in there and just gets beat to hell.
Sure.
And then gets gun-shy because he's seeing ghosts.
I mean, how much credit are we giving Bob Quinn for leaving two offensive line pillars here, a Pro Bowl center, and what I would equate to Taylor Decker as is a really good pro tackle, much like John's career, where you're just on the edge of getting into that elite conversation and stuff, but a guy that you can count
steady.
On every single week, and it's going to give you 10 years, you know? I like, these conversations are hilarious to me when you want to credit people for leaving stuff behind.
He didn't
make them work. None of them were good with him when he was here.
Yeah, we've done this too often with Troy Weaver and Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn. You should have something to show for losing for a long time. You get to pick high. You collect a bunch of young, talented players. If you never build a team, it's on the next guy for coming in and assembling the team. Yeah, Scott Harris gets way more credit than Al Avila. I just think the Scott Harris question is fascinating. He gets credit for Flaherty. He gets credit for certain bullpen arms. He gets credit for the general health of the farm system. But a lot of the guys leading the way were here already. So I have a hard time like deciphering how much credit you get for like Javi Baez and Torkelson and Mize and these resurrections for their careers. How much of that is Scott Harris? I think more of that's probably the team working with them day to day.
But that's Harris's leadership from the top. When he came in, he said, we're going to be a team that bats a certain way. And they've applied it from the top of the organization to the bottom.
Yep.
And that's a very geeky take because people don't like to get into the weeds and see those kind of things. Look, the jury's going to be out on him when he has to make a significant free agent acquisition or a savvy trade.
Trade deadline this year.
You know, I go back to Dombrowski back in the day. He gets all the credit for these big splash moves and having an open checkbook and all that. But the savvy one was the Scherzer trade. That's the ones that get you into a different arena as a general manager. He went and bought low on a guy that had a pretty promising career as a prospect coming up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, we're just kind of talking through this on the fly here. We got open lines, 248-539-9797. We'll take some ticket texts too. Like a general manager, or in the case of Scott Harris, president of baseball operations, you're judged by your free agent signings, your draft picks, and your trades, right? Those are the three main ways to upgrade a team in any sport. The notable draft pick for Scott Harris, not his fault. These guys aren't here yet. So we'll put that in the inconclusive category. Notable trade. Flaherty, probably trading away Flaherty and then re-signing him. So it's kind of a dual win for Scott Harris.
Well, and getting Trey Sweeney, who right this year, not a great bat, but defensively was good. And last year, at the end of the year, was a quality player.
He's
for
a
him.
Major leaguer. You got a major leaguer for a rental for a player you brought back. That's probably his biggest combo trade free agent win. He'll have a big opportunity. This last offseason was a chance for that. And I'm not doing the Bregman thing. He pursued him. He's going to have a chance to pursue an impact player at this year's trade deadline, too.
He will. And
those are going to be the moves where I really think he cements this as his baseball team and puts them in their best position.
When he can start making major additions.
Yes.
And impactful additions. And so I think there's got to be credit for the philosophy. And A.J. Hinch, yes. And A.J. Hinch hired coaches. But what was the one thing last year? And it started really with, I guess you could go back to E-Rod. And how he kind of rejuvenated his career here in Detroit. And then it was Jack Flaherty. And then it was all these relievers and guys that, hey, maybe they can give us two innings. Maybe they can give us five innings. The innings eaters. The only guy that they've really not been able to, you know, resurrect was Kenta Maeda.
Right.
And how much of that slice of pie
is Fetter?
Is Fetter.
That's a really good point.
Because last year, if they're not able to have that pitching staff and perform that the way that they did,
the wheels would have fallen off and they wouldn't have made the playoffs.
The wheels were off.
You're right.
But they're the only way. I mean, they were the crew that put the wheels back on.
Yeah.
And then it's now also that crew, that pitching staff that is, they've been in place, they've been performing at an elite level. That has allowed the bats to develop. And now this year in 2025, all of a sudden the bats are much better and at times exploding.
Rapid fire ticket texters. I don't know who gets the most credit, but it's definitely not Scott. Aside from the little fringe guys, the vast majority of the contributors are Avila guys. So he deserves more credit, question mark? No, see, that's kind of what we're debunking. All the bullpen guys are Harris guys. That's from Kevin. Says whoever brought in the pitching coach deserves a ton of credit. We're just talking about that. Mm-hmm. Biggest slice of the pie goes to the luck gods. This team is way, way, way more lucky than they are good or talented. I think that's unfair. Texter says Al gets the most credit. He built the team. All-star coaching staff, most of the development in the minor leaguers are his picks. Harris doesn't get credit for inheriting a gold mine. Don't forget, guys, Scott wouldn't block the kids. That allowed them to develop. That's Joe in Monroe.
It's, I mean, there's a lot of room for debate.
It's a healthy conversation. It's part of the show today. It's 97.1.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.